Buenos dias from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 6th of November, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. First up this week, on Monday, the 3rd, Carlos Mazón, regional leader of Valencia and member of the Partido Popular, or PP, finally resigned following mounting criticism over his government's handling of the devastating floods in October last year. As we've reported in previous episodes, this disaster killed hundreds, caused billions of euros in damage, particularly in Valencia's southern suburbs. Mazón admitted he had become the focus of criticism, hatred, and tension, and acknowledged he should have canceled personal engagements during the floods. Mazón's administration was accused of failing to issue timely evacuation warnings, sending mobile alerts only after flooding had already begun, over 12 hours after the National Weather Agency's top alert. Government poll prior to Mazón stepping down showed that over 70% of Valencian residents wanted him to quit. Also on Monday the 3rd, Alvaro García Ortiz, Spain's top prosecutor, denied leaking confidential legal documents against the PP during the first day of his historic trial. Ortiz was appointed by socialist President Pedro Sánchez in 2022 and is facing accusations of leaking files related to businessman Alberto González Amador, partner of Madrid's right-wing leader Isabel Díaz Ayuso, to damage Ayuso's political career. Prosecutors have requested acquittal. Sánchez has publicly expressed confidence in García Ortiz's innocence. Case adds to many corruption investigations that have been in the news related to the Sánchez minority government. Upcoming elections in Extremadura and southwestern Spain on the 21st of December have reignited tensions among Spain's left-wing parties, particularly between Podemos and Sumar. Podemos has formed a coalition with Izquierda Unida and Alianza Verde under the banner Unidas por Extremadura, while Sumar, led by President Yolanda Díaz, has opted out. This decision highlights deepening divisions within Spain's broader left. Although left-wing parties were united for the 2023 general elections, similar alliances now seem unlikely elsewhere, as Podemos has already rejected the idea of repeating the coalition formula that succeeded in Andalucía in 2022. Meanwhile, on Tuesday the 4th, country granted citizenship to over 170 descendants of volunteers from the International Brigades, units of international volunteers who fought against fascism during the Spanish Civil War and Franco's dictatorship. The news marks the 50th anniversary of Franco's death and highlights Spain's active efforts to confront its authoritarian past through initiatives such as granting citizenship to surviving brigadiers between 2009 and 2013, outlawing the National Francisco Franco Foundation, and removing fascist symbols nationwide. Recent survey published by the Catalan Institute of Peace Trust has revealed that democracy could be weakening in Catalonia. Out of 2,700 residents interviewed, one-third question whether democracy is the best form of government, with skepticism highest among those under 35. Contrast, 79% of those over 65 support democracy as the optimal system. Survey also revealed worrying social trends, including growing anti-feminism among young men, with one in four under 25s believing gender-based violence is a feminist invention. While most Catalans reject authoritarian leadership, young men expressed the least opposition. Tuesday the 4th, Spain announced the European Commission's proposal to cut EU greenhouse gas emissions by 90% by 2040. Spain, alongside other pro-climate nations such as Sweden and the Netherlands, support maintaining ambitious targets despite resistance from countries including Italy, Portugal, and the Czech Republic, which fear economic impact on their energy, manufacturing, and automotive industries. Next up, according to Eurostat, the statistical office of the European Union, Spain now has some of the highest household electricity bills in the EU. Mid-2025, Spain's average electricity cost rose to about 29 cents per kilowatt hour, slightly above the EU average of just over 28. In comparison, the average in Spain in 2020 was around 23 cents. The increase stems mainly from the government's decision to end the temporary electricity tax cuts that were introduced in 2023 and 24 to offset inflation, as well as the new grid management measures implemented by Red Eléctrica, the state-owned company that operates the national grid, after the nationwide blackout last April. Consumers are urging the government to reduce the current electricity tax while officials have extended nuclear power plant operations to stabilize prices. From energy prices to modern science, on Friday the 31st, Spanish-led researchers achieved the first transplant of human kidney organoids, known as mini kidneys, into pigs, marking a major step towards reducing the global shortage of transplantable organs. Biologist Nuria Montserrat and her team grew tiny kidney-like structures from human stem cells and integrated them within pig kidneys, keeping the organs alive outside of the body. When they transplanted the kidneys back to the pigs, the organs functioned normally, with no signs of rejection, opening the door to regenerating discarded human kidneys for future transplants. News from the Capitol: street vendors around Madrid's Santiago Bernabeu Stadium have filed a lawsuit against the city council after being relocated from their historic stalls to new areas they consider economically unviable. On Monday, the 3rd, 87 families, some operating for decades at the stadium, said the relocations to low-traffic areas caused by the stadium's reconstruction have severely restricted their sales. Many vendors report losses of up to 80%. The dispute comes as Bernabeu Stadium, a new 3,000-square-meter complex with restaurants and gourmet shops, is built. Vendors emphasize that their stalls are a key part of the match day atmosphere and have received no prior consultation from the council, despite no previous issues or complaints. On Wednesday, the 5th, Euro Weekly News released an article stating that Barcelona's theft rate is roughly 3 times higher than Spain's national average, making it the city with the highest likelihood of theft in the country. According to new Eurostat data, the probability of being robbed in Barcelona is almost 3 times Spain's average and second in the EU, only to Bucharest. In 2024, Spain recorded about 130 thefts per 100,000 inhabitants, the highest rate in the EU. However, despite these figures, Barcelona remains one of Europe's most visited cities with over 27 million overnight stays last year. Tourists and locals are advised to stay alert and keep their belongings safe and close. Traveling or living in Spain, check the link in the show notes with some useful tips. Recent survey from Spain's Estudias, the UK's NHS digital, shows that smoking and drug use among young people has declined, with reductions in youth smoking and alcohol consumption and drug either stabilizing or decreasing. According to the report, across the nation, daily cigarette smoking among adolescents has dropped from over 20% in the 90s to below 10% as of last year. However, vaping has surged across both countries, prompting proposed bans on disposable vapes and tighter regulation. Alcohol use has also declined, with fewer teenagers drinking regularly. Cannabis remains the most used illicit drug. Use is stable or slightly decreasing. You've been listening to these shows. You might have heard us bring up the Moroccan-Spanish tunnel. On Wednesday the 5th, the long-discussed plan to build the undersea tunnel connecting Spain and Morocco was deemed technically feasible, meaning it could be possible according to a new study commissioned by the Spanish government. The proposed tunnel would connect southern Spain with Tangier, Morocco, potentially linking Europe and Africa by rail for the first time. Findings suggest construction could begin as early as 2027. Despite a lot of positive excitement for the project, experts caution that enormous engineering, financial, and geopolitical challenges remain before the ambitious tunnel could become a reality. According to the Directory of Observatory of Religious Pluralism, evangelical churches are booming across Madrid, with one opening every 4 days over the past 5 years. Women's football is in the spotlight. The national team's no longer an exception as it prepares to reignite its fierce rivalry with England, meeting them again in the top qualifying group for the 2027 Women's World Cup. Two sides have developed a rivalry in recent years, with Spain defeating England 1-0 in the 2023 World Cup final, with England claiming revenge at the Euro 2025 final. Spain will look to maintain their World Cup dominance with matches in the qualifying group scheduled between February and June 2026. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. I have some new, very cool t-shirts coming out soon, just in time for Christmas. Stay tuned. We'll spill all next week. Hasta la próxima.